fans, this is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. On this one, we're going to go back to July the 22nd of 1975. It's a Tuesday night at Candlestick, and there's 3,636 folks watching the San Francisco Giants entertain the Chicago Cubs. On the mound for the Giants that day was Pete Falcone, remember him, left-hander, and Ray Burris on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. 1975 was a year that the Giants went 80-81 as Bob Lurie took over the team. Wes Westrum was the manager in 74 and 75. And the Cincinnati Reds, the big red machine, 108-54. Wow. Pete Falcone, the pitcher for the Giants that day, came over. Of course, he was drafted by the Giants from Brooklyn, New York. And then he was eventually traded to the Cardinals on December 8th of 75, later on, of course, after this season, for third baseman Ken Reitz. Remember him? So Pete Falcone is on the hill against Ray Burris. And why is this game important? Well, in 1975, a 27-year-old first baseman was obtained from the Philadelphia Phillies for Gary Maddux. And that was on May the 4th of 75. And his name is Willie Montanez. And if you ever saw Willie Montanez play first base, you will never forget him. He caught that ball at first base with one hand. He snapped the throws. He did everything. He was a hot dog. But he was a very productive member of the San Francisco Giants. So Willie Montanez is who we're going to feature in this particular game. In 1975, Montanez played 135 games for the Giants, 26 doubles, a couple of triples, 8 homers, 85 RBIs, 45 walks, 50 strikeouts, hit .305, got on base .359, and slugged at .409. A very, very productive player, a very exciting player. All right, the Cubs are in San Francisco, and here's the Cub lineup. Don Kessinger, Jose Cardinal, Bill Madlock, who'd be a Giant a few years later, Jerry Morales, Andre Thornton, Manny Trio, Vic Harris in center, Steve Swisher, not Nick Swisher, Steve Swisher, Nick's dad, is doing the catching, and Ray Burris is on the hill. For the Giants, it's Von Joshua in center, Darrell Thomas at second, Bobby Mercer in right, Matthews in left, Willie Montanez at first base, Chris Spire at short, Steve Ontiveros at third. Dave Rader is the catcher, and as I said, Pete Falcone, a left-hander. Good stuff, walked a lot of people, but he had good stuff, and he is on the hill for the Giants. So this is the way this one starts. It's an interesting game. The Giants first, Joshua strikes out, Thomas a base hit, Mercer walks the first and second, Matthews hit by a pitch, and Montanez gets a sacrifice fly to put the Giants up 1-0. Two more Cub errors make it 3-0. In the Cub fourth, Andre Thornton, a bases loaded double, plates two. It's now 3-2. Another run scores. It's 3-3. And goodbye, Pete Falcone. 3 1/3, 4 hits, 4 runs, no homers, 3 walks and no strikeouts. And in this game, the Giants will walk 9 and strike out 1. Wow. Charlie Williams comes in. Remember Charlie Williams? Came over, of course, in the Willie Mays trade from the Mets. It gives up the base hit to Steve Swisher to make it 4-3, and then he ends the inning. In the Giants' fifth, things happen for the Giants. Charlie Williams starts off with a triple. Joshua grounds out. Thomas, a base hit, makes it 4-4. Steele second, goes to third on an error. Mercer, a sacrifice fly, puts the Giants up 5-4. Matthews, a double, and Willie Montanez knocks one out of the park to put the Giants up 7-4. Montanez was a good hitter. A good hitter, he was. That's number 7 on the year for Montanez. In the Giants' 7th, Mercer grounds out. Matthews a single and a stolen base. Montanez another base hit. Makes it 8-5. Spire a double makes it 9-5. And that is where it ends. The Giants win it 9-5. Charlie Williams, 3 innings, 4 hits, a run. Randy Moffitt, 2 2/3. Of really just perfect baseball, other than the one walk he gave up. He gets the win. Of course, Randy Moffitt was an outstanding relief pitcher for the Giants in the mid-70s. Looking at Willie Montanez for the game, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 4 RBIs, a home run, 10 putouts at first base, and the Giants turned 3 double plays. And when I looked at this, I said, all right, 3 double plays, and I saw how they did it. One was Charlie Williams to Montañez. It must have been like a line drive. The second one was around the horn on Taveras to second to first. And the third one was 1-2-3. So Williams to Rader, back to Montañez for the 3 double plays for the San Francisco Giants. So the Giants win it 7-5 in that season of 1975. In Willie Montañez's last 5 games, he goes 11-19. And that's how that batting average got up to 305 when it was all over. Now, in 1976, he's traded to Atlanta for Darrell Evans on June 13th of 1976. And we've done a game, a greatest game, about Darrell Evans' first game at Candlestick. He had a tremendous doubleheader. So Montañez goes to Atlanta for Darrell Evans, and he ends up 309, 351, and a 417 batting average for 1976. The lifetime average for Willie Montañez, 275, on base of 327, and slugging of 402. As I say, a very colorful player, an excellent player, short tenure with the Giants, but I will never forget Willie Montañez and his time with the San Francisco Giants. So it's 2 hours, 38 minutes, 3,636 on a probably a cold Tuesday night, July 22nd of 1975. The Giants win it 9-5 over the Chicago Cubs. But the key on this one was to take a look at Willie Montañez. By the way, Pete Falcone, that year, it's his rookie year, goes 12-11, 32 games started. Listen to this, 111 walks, 131 strikeouts. Wow. 10 years in the big leagues with the Giants, Cardinals, Mets, and Atlanta. Pete Falcone was 70-90 when it all ended for that left-hander out of Brooklyn, New York. I enjoy this one. All right, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.